Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Región de Murcia. Pruebas Terminales de Certificación. Convocatoria 2017. Comprensión Oral.
Task 1. Example 0.
Torrential rain caused havoc across Britain yesterday as train services were disrupted and commuters left stranded. The Environment Agency has issued more than 20 flood warnings as more rain, thunderstorms and squally winds are forecast in the next 24 hours. Already over 60 millimeters of rain has fallen in the last 2 days and another 30 millimeters are expected in the morning, along with gusts of up to 60 miles an hour.
One.
A farm in Yorkshire is slowly being lost to sea. The owners, Sean and Yvonne Mars, are currently losing a metre-wide strip of land from the edge of their property every month. Now, only 19.5 metres remain between their house and the cliff edge. This coastline is the fastest disappearing in Europe, and a section where they live erodes 3 times faster than other parts of the coast.
Two.
A new study claims that outdoor air pollution is partly responsible for over 2.5 million deaths each year. According to the study, air pollution increases the chances of breathing problems and heart disease, with young, old and sick people most at risk. The study concluded that death rates in cities with high levels of pollutions can be up to 20% higher than in cleaner cities.
Three.
A tornado touched down in at 7:45 a.m. in the town of Frederickson, Pierce County, taking off roof tiles, blowing out car windows and lifting one car clear off the ground. The tornado, which was approximately 1 mile wide and had wind speeds of up to 110 miles per hour, was on the ground for about 5 minutes and caused an estimated $25,000 worth of damage.
Four.
Research by Brazil's Space Agency suggests that progress in preventing deforestation in the Amazon rainforest has reversed. Last year, destruction was at a record low. However, data suggests that almost 2,766 square kilometers of forest were cleared between August 2012 and July 2013, 35% more than the previous year. Environmentalists fear that after an early success, authorities are once again allowing farmers, miners, and developers to encroach into new territory.
Five.
Tourists have been warned to stay away from the Thai beach resort of Koh Samet after oil leaked from a pipeline located 20 miles off the coast and spilled an estimated 50,000 litres of oil on Saturday. The pipeline operator, PTT Global Chemical, said the spill was caused when a tanker was being unloaded at the weekend. Hundreds of people are attempting to minimize its spread and determine the environmental damage caused.
Listen again. Example 0.
Torrential rain caused havoc across Britain yesterday as train services were disrupted and commuters left stranded. The Environment Agency has issued more than 20 flood warnings as more rain, thunderstorms and squally winds are forecast in the next 24 hours. Already, over 60 millimetres of rain has fallen in the last 2 days, and another 30 millimetres are expected in the morning, along with gusts of up to 60 miles an hour.
One.
A farm in Yorkshire is slowly being lost to sea. The owners, Sean and Yvonne Mars, are currently losing a metre-wide strip of land from the edge of their property every month. Now, only 19.5 metres remain between their house and the cliff edge. This coastline is the fastest disappearing in Europe, and a section where they live erodes 3 times faster than other parts of the coast.
Two.
A new study claims that outdoor air pollution is partly responsible for over 2.5 million deaths each year. According to the study, air pollution increases the chances of breathing problems and heart disease, with young, old, and sick people most at risk. The study concluded that death rates in cities with high levels of pollution can be up to 20% higher than in cleaner cities.
Three.
A tornado touched down in at 7:45 a.m. in the town of Frederickson, Pierce County, taking off roof tiles, blowing out car windows, and lifting one car clear off the ground. The tornado, which was approximately 1 mile wide and had wind speeds of up to 110 miles per hour, was on the ground for about 5 minutes and caused an estimated $25,000 worth of damage.
Four.
Research by Brazil's space agency suggests that progress in preventing deforestation in the Amazon rainforest has reversed. Last year, destruction was at a record low. However, data suggests that almost 2,766 square kilometres of forest were cleared between August 2012 and July 2013, 35% more than the previous year. Environmentalists fear that after an early success, authorities are once again allowing farmers, miners and developers to encroach into new territory.
Five.
Tourists have been warned to stay away from the Thai beach resort of Koh Samet after oil leaked from a pipeline located 20 miles off the coast and spilled an estimated 50,000 litres of oil on Saturday. The pipeline operator, PTT Global Chemical, said the spill was caused when a tanker was being unloaded at the weekend. Hundreds of people are attempting to minimise its spread and determine the environmental damage caused.
Task 2.
Do you come from a large family?
I'm one of three children, so quite big.
Quite big.
Yeah.
So you've got, two brothers, two sisters?
I've got one older sister and one younger brother.
So one of each?
Yeah.
And you're in the middle?
I'm in the middle.
What are they like? Do they look like you, your brother and sister?
Not at all. In fact, we all look very different. My sister's very, very, very short. She's shorter than I am. She's under 5 foot. And she's got black hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because your hair's blonde.
Kind of blondish. And my brother is enormous. He's built like a rugby player.
Right.
And he's got bright orange hair.
You're kidding.
No, seriously. So we're all very different.
Gosh.
I'm not sure who exactly we're related to.
So he's got orange, but carroty.
Real orange hair, actually. Really? Yeah. I think it's from the Irish side of my family.
Right.
My father actually has no hair on the top of his head. He's bald.
Right.
But when he grows a beard, it's ginger. So I think that's where he got it from.
Okay. Gosh. And you've got blue eyes. How about your brother and sister?
We've all got blue eyes. Okay. That's the one thing. Right. My mum has brown eyes, though, so...
Right.
Yeah.
All mixed
all
up
different.
Genes.
All different, yes.
What about other physical characteristics? I mean, you wear glasses, so you're quite short-sighted.
I'm very short-sighted.
Very short-sighted.
My sister is long-sighted. My brother's got 20/20 vision, so... Neither of my parents have ever worn glasses.
Right.
So I don't know where that came from.
How about your grandparents?
No, them neither. Them neither. So I don't know what happened there. I started wearing glasses when I was about 12 or 13. So. My mum and dad are very different as well. My dad is actually shorter than my mum. My mum's quite tall and she's got dark hair. And personality-wise, they're quite different. I think it's a case of opposites attract.
Right, chalk and cheese.
Because
I've got one brother and one sister, same as you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some similarities between us, maybe more than in your family. We've got very similar skin colouring. We've all got mid-brown hair, brown eyes. My brother and sister got a different father because my mum married again. So obviously they get something from their dad.
Yes.
So my brother's got curly hair, which he hates. My hair's a bit wavy, but not curly. And my sister has straight hair.
Right.
We're all short-sighted. I think probably my sister's the most short-sighted. But we all wear glasses or contact lenses.
Right.
And have done, like you, since the age of... about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
My mum's extremely short-sighted, so we can blame that on her. and character-wise, that we're all a bit different. I think my brother likes... he likes to be active and he wants to keep moving and get on and do things. He used to play rugby.
Listen again.
Do you come from a large family?
I'm one of three children, so quite big.
Quite big.
Yeah.
So you've got, two brothers, two sisters?
I've got one older sister and one younger brother.
So one of each?
Yeah.
And you're in the middle?
I'm in the middle.
What are they like? Do they look like you, your brother and sister?
Not at all. In fact, we all look very different. My sister's very, very, very short. He's shorter than I am. She's under 5 foot. And she's got black hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because your hair's blonde.
Kind of blondish. And my brother is enormous. He's built like a rugby player.
Right.
And he's got bright orange hair.
You're kidding.
No, seriously. So we're all very different.
Gosh.
I'm not sure who exactly we're related to.
So he's got... carroty.
Real orange hair, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's from the Irish side of my family.
Right.
My father actually has no hair on the top of his head, he's bald.
Right.
But when he grows a beard, it's ginger. So I think that's where he got it from.
Okay. Gosh. And you've got blue eyes. How about your brother and sister?
We've all got blue eyes.
Okay.
That's the one thing.
Right.
My mum has brown eyes, though, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All mixed
all
up
different.
Genes.
Yes.
What about other physical characteristics? I mean, you wear glasses, so you're quite short-sighted.
I'm very short-sighted.
Very short-sighted. Yeah.
My sister is long-sighted. My brother's got 20/20 vision, so neither of my parents have ever worn glasses.
Right.
So I don't know where that came from.
How about your grandparents?
No, them neither. Them neither. So I don't know what happened there. Perhaps I started wearing glasses when I was about 12 or 13. So. My mum and dad are very different as well. My dad is actually shorter than my mum. My mum's quite tall and she's got dark hair. And personality wise, they're quite different. I think it's a case of opposites attract.
Right, chalk and cheese.
Because
I've got one brother and one sister, same as you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some similarities between us, maybe more than in your family. We've got very similar skin colouring. We've all got mid-brown hair, brown eyes.
Mm.
My brother and sister got a different father because my mum married again.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, they get something from their dad.
Yes.
So, my brother's got curly hair, which he hates. my hair's a bit wavy, but not curly. And my sister has straight hair.
Right.
We're all short-sighted. I think probably my sister's the most short-sighted. But we all wear glasses or contact lenses.
Right.
And have done, like you, since the age of about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
My mum's extremely short-sighted, so we can blame that on her. and character-wise, that we're all a bit different. I think my brother likes to be active and he wants to keep moving and get on and do things. He used to play rugby.
Fin de la prueba.